three stages generally that most people go through. First stage, once you start making good money, you want everybody to know. And that's especially when you come from environments where you didn't come up with bread. It's like the first time having a bag, it's like, everybody got to know I got the bag now. But after a while of having that, you go to stage two, and that's stage where you don't really care if people know. It's like, if people know I got money, it don't matter if they think I'm broke, I don't care. And then the final stage is you don't want people to know you got money. And that's the stage
you're trying to get to.
That's the stage where you keep your money, because people don't know you got a bag, so they're not asking. And then you're not going out spending unnecessarily trying to show people that you got it. I like to call that the three stages of money.
But let's keep it all the way real, too, because those stages are actually, we know people in various that we've seen it. But then there's a step between one and two where you can procure more clients if you show that you have money or you show that you're somebody. So how do you balance this idea of dressing for the job you want, not the one you have, of attracting certain clients or certain social circles, without being that step one person that's just flossing arbitrarily?
I love that question, right?
That's a good question.
And the reason is we got to understand where you are, right? And let's understand us as a community, right? 60% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. Mm. Over half of the people in this world, I'm not even going to say black people, half of the people in the United States don't have $1,000 saved up. And so once you start understanding, you know, where we are as a society, it should make it a little easier for you to say, okay, how do I now not live beyond my means?
Hmm.
Because that's what it boils down to, right? Where you find, and literally in New York, they did a study where they were saying people that make $250,000, like 40% of them still living paycheck to paycheck. So it's never a function of, you know, oh, I got to make more money so I don't live paycheck to paycheck. It's just a function of I'm spending money that I don't have to try to impress the people that I don't like.
Right.
And so once you start thinking about that, like, how do we rectify that? Everything starts with the budget, right? And for me, and I love that, it's like, you know, should I look rich to try to get money? But I think it's a fine line.
Yes.
Right? It's a fine line where you don't got to spend $1,000 on some shoes.
Right.
Right? You can spend $100 on some nice shoes. But I think that at the end of the day, when you're on your road, if you want to try to dress nice, maybe you don't need to dine out as much. Maybe you need to cook more. But like at the end of the day, I think everything starts with a budget, right? You got the ability, and budgeting, and it's literally the least sexy thing in the world. But I think everybody needs to know where that money's going and coming.